two college students and an internet service provider have won a lawsuit against one of the country's largest makers of electronic voting machines. Last week, a judge ruled that Diebold knowingly exaggerated copyright claims when it sent threatening letters to people who had posted company memos on the internet. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose has the story.
The plaintiffs in the case were two students at Swarthmore College outside Philadelphia and an internet service provider in San Francisco. Last fall, the students posted copies of Diebold emails and memos on the internet. Nelson Pavlosky, who's now a junior at Swarthmore, says the leaked documents showed that the company knew about flaws in its voting machine software and was possibly trying to cover them up.
People started spreading the memos around the internet saying, here, look at this, this is kind of disturbing. And Diebold sent legal threats to everyone who posted these memos and basically scared everyone into taking the memos down.
Diebold said the leaked documents were protected under the nation's copyright law, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act passed in 1998. The company sent cease and desist letters threatening to sue anyone who posted the memos online, including the Swarthmore students, says Pavlosky.
So they got to us and they scared Swarthmore College into taking down our copies of the memos. And at that point, we sued them before they could sue us.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation in San Francisco took up the case on behalf of the students, says the foundation's staff attorney, Wendy Seltzer.
We were saying Diebold was making copyright claims when they didn't, in fact, have a copyright to defend in these documents. They were really trying to get people to stop posting documents discussing the flaws in Diebold voting machines.
And the court agreed. In a ruling issued Thursday, Judge Jeremy Fogel wrote that no reasonable copyright holder could have believed that emails discussing the flaws in Diebold's voting software were protected by copyright. The judge ruled that Diebold knowingly misrepresented the extent of its copyright claim, and in effect should never have written the cease and desist letters in the first place. Justin Hughes, a professor at Cardozo Law School in New York City, says there are other ways to protect internal company documents from being disseminated on the internet.
Copyright is supposed to be an incentive for artists and creators. It's not supposed to be a way to suppress business documents from being distributed. There are other laws for that. They need to sue someone for violating a trade secret. They need to sue someone for violating a confidence. They need to sue someone for violating contract law. But they shouldn't be pursuing this under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Diebold tried to use the same strategy that record companies and Hollywood studios use when they send cease and desist letters to people they suspect of posting material online without authorization. Jonathan Zittrain teaches law at Harvard University's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says Diebold, like the entertainment companies, was trying to get what it wanted without going to court.
Letters get sent out. They're sent by certified mail. They come on a law firm letterhead, and they mention thousands of dollars of liability, and it can scare people because people don't have the money or the wherewithal to challenge an accusation of copyright infringement, and they'll simply back down.
But this time, says Zittrain, the strategy backfired. The court ordered Diebold to pay damages and legal fees. The Electronic Frontier Foundation says the amount will be modest, probably in the low six figures. Diebold did not return calls for comment. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.